Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
spotlight on.
Spotlight on.
Oh, fuck me. Damn, Everyone, welcome to Dry Bones Connected on Wednesday night. This is Antoinette, and tonight's class is Game Time, Time to Connect the Dot with Brother Eddie. And Brother Eddie, are you with me?
Yes, I am, Sister Antoinette. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I can hear you loud and clear.
Great, great, great. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm well, thank you, and yourself?
I'm doing just as good. Just as good. Just as good.
Oh, that's wonderful. That is wonderful. That
and
truly, truly is.
A fun class tonight. Let me start off as usual with Ashe to the ancestors, Namaste to the elders, and much love, respect, and honor to our family and listening audience for your time and space. And most of all, this portion of your life that you share with us, it is greatly appreciated. So with that being said, Sister Antoinette, what do you have on the turntable for this evening?
Okay, well, we have a person that has their hand up. They hand their hand up, well, since the show started. You want to take their call real quick?
Sure.
Okay, let's see what's going on. Area code 618. Area code 618. If you have yourself on mute. Okay, well, I'll put you back on.
I'm gonna be on mute because I'm eating dinner.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm gonna stay on mute.
Hello, you're not on mute. Hello?
Yeah, I'm gonna stay on mute though.
You want to stay on mute? Okay, do me a favor, honey. Press 1 again to take yourself off the queue, and then press 1 when you're ready to talk, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay. All right, Brother Eddie, I have one for you. Well, for everyone.
Okay.
Joe Biden slammed for white boys, but not stupid remark at Black History event. At a White House Black History event on Monday, U.S. President Joe Biden described himself as a white boy who was not stupid. U.S. President Joe Biden is being brutally slammed by social media users for his remark made during an event celebrating Black History Month. The 80-year-old president stated, "I may be a white boy, but I'm not stupid," in an embarrassing attempt at self-depreciating humor. "I know where the power is. You think I'm joking. I learned a long time ago about the Divine Nine," Biden said. Many users slammed the U.S. president's remark, calling them shocking. Can you imagine if President Trump, this is a tweet from someone that, you know, followed that wasn't happy about it. Can you imagine if President Trump pets of this, and "I may be a white boy, but I'm not stupid. I know where the power is." Okay, well, Brother Eddie, what do you think about that?
Seriously, dear Joe, I don't give too much credence when anything that Dead Joe talks about. I mean, other than him basically talking about aliens and UFOs now.
Yeah.
And what he's come across, this, that, and the other. So, again, everything's just opening up. Everything is being revealed. And it's a beautiful time to be alive, to be on the receiving end of what we see coming down the road.
And so, Brother Eddie, tell me, what is the powerful nine? I never heard that term.
With nine, it's all dealing with numbers, and the path of nine is looking at breaking it down, 45. Well, you had President 45 that was mentioned a while ago, and that's Donald Trump. Well, Donald is 14, which is 5. Trump is 22, which is 4. The 9. 9 is no more than a code of information that's being passed along within the numbers of words. And this is why we're playing a game with these numbers and words now, so you can start breaking them down for what you see, and that's each individual is able to use these words, and the number is already there behind the word. That's how I always say it's behind. What is the number behind the word coming out of your mouth? And they're speaking in codes of words and numbers. And basically that's all he's doing. You know.
Oh, so that was a coded message.
Yeah. Everything
that wasn't really for the people. That was for his inner group.
Those who recognize and know the code, correct. And see, all we're doing now is unveiling, revealing, unfolding the code. This is just part of it by the words and numbers that I share. Everybody else has a different part. And this is why we're saying we're being more precise now on what we're talking about and what we're giving and transmitting. What are we receiving when we are hearing all of these hundreds, thousands of stories daily. You know, we're being driven mentally in one direction, or we're staying firm on our square and taking what is useful to us by whatever means that it comes to us, and letting that enhance our understanding of what's happening around us, and not just going from here and there, being sporadic. The thing is, we're going to constantly get information. The key is the useful information, the real information. What's real about the information is that information is useful. If it ain't real, it's not useful.
Well, that's true. That is definitely true. I want to do a public service announcement. I had my cousin make a bank deposit for me, so I want y'all to really be careful. And he was told by the teller that he had to show ID to make a bank deposit, not to take money out, but to deposit money into my account. So I think that, you know, we really need to watch what's going on with these banks, because that's just strange. And he was told by the teller that they're watching for money laundering. You know, I'm like, why are you watching little accounts? You know, because I don't have millions of dollars. And, you know, certainly not depositing millions of dollars into my account.
Well, the key, the simple key that you just mentioned was you being aware of the teller even using those phrases as money laundering with small accounts. Basically, what it is what we've all, what people have been talking about. This financial lockdown is getting ready to take place.
Yeah,
you start little pieces everywhere. Like I see here in Chicago, Illinois, certain places that we go to, like for instance, grocery stores or the Dollar Tree stores, Family Dollar, Dollar General, whatever it might be. You used to be able to, when you use your credit card, it would have, if you wanted $5, $10, $20, $25, $50 back, you're able to get cash. Now, none of the machines are giving you cash or even giving you the opportunity to do it. Other stores.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we've been mentioning this for some time, them going automated. At stores like Aldi's, they basically pulled all of the cashiers. You have two cashiers, and you have eight automatic lines to take out. We've been seeing this coming. It's been gradual, slowly but surely. But again, we've been talking about all of this financial change, the money change, gold, silver, all these things that we're now, the antennas are up. So now the awareness unfolding where we're seeing different things, different parts, different pieces being pieced. And then all we have to do is see the totality of what they're doing at different places. So what you're telling me there's, you know, good information to use with what I see happening here, to what I see at other places that I might venture out to. So all these things that we're talking about, we're seeing the manifestation happening, and it's up to us. It behooves us to be prepared, whatever way you see fit, as far as financially, mentally, physically, and especially spiritually. Whatever way you see, start preparing yourself. We constantly say readiness prepare kit. See, it's more than just one thing that meets the eye. Just like making sure you have enough food, make sure you have enough currency.
Yeah.
Be it money, be it gold, be it silver, be it something to barter with. You know, are you prepared?
Yes.
So these are indications if we are.
But also
alert.
Make sure that you have, I'm sorry, Brother Eddie, but also make sure that you have medicines, you know, Band-Aids and things like that. You know, those things that we just take advantage of having, but make sure you also have that in your bag because, you know, accidents happen and you want to still be able to take care of yourself and so that you'll have these things.
That's correct. That's correct. Make sure you know those things. Those are one of the things that people, those of us who might have any type of medical condition, I'm a diabetic, so I already have a bag of my medicine already put aside, of my, as they say, your first aid kit.
Yeah.
Your medicine is definitely part of your first aid kit. So, again, good public service announcement, but, again, these are the things that we have to be aware of what we're hearing, what's being said, and be able to extract what resonates with you. A lot of it's garbage, it's trash, it's not needed. But it's certain things you hear that automatically make your senses, the hairs on your back, the back of your neck stand up. So those are key things that you pull in from different places, different people, different situations. You're always looking to gain, not monetarily, but information, knowledge. Time is over for us perishing from that lack of knowledge.
Yes, you're right about that.
Lack of knowledge, it's only because one is being lazy. So no more excuses, no more lies. So anyway, let's continue and go on to the next phase, the next current event.
Okay. Now, this is another one dealing with your money, y'all. I was told today to close my Cash App. Now, I know my son had told me a while ago, but they're saying Cash App is stealing people's money. I'm going to take my money from Cash App and close it so that they're not able to go into my bank account. I didn't realize that they would also be able to go into your bank account. So it was a suggestion to me where to go, but forgive me, y'all, because I forgot. I forgot the name of it. But I will get it, and I will get back to y'all with that. So, but if you have Cash App, you know, you want to take your money and put it somewhere else. And, Brother Eddie, I believe that's it for me. I wanted to do those two announcements.
Okay, yeah. Well, again, Cash Apps and all of this is worth us really paying attention to.
Oh, it's Apple Pay. Yes, it's Apple Pay. It's a something with Apple where they have a they have one where you can use it. I use Zelle and I use Cash App, but I'm going to change and take the Cash App off. I guess we got to be careful about, you know, where we're putting it at. You know, so that these stores and things like that do not continue to withdraw.
Well, that's why the attention to putting some type of finances up out of the reaching system. Your gold and silver in a safe deposit box, something of that sort, you know. your own safe in your house with funds relatively available, you know, at times, I know. For a lot of us, you know, we know it's hard because a lot of us are truly living paycheck to paycheck, especially now.
Yeah.
So the thing is, it's just be more resourceful finances, you know. I can't tell anybody how to spend anything, but all of you all know what I'm talking about, you know. Things that we all, myself included, buy things frivolously because we happen to be in a certain place. If we weren't there, we wouldn't see these things and buy them on a whim and don't open them up and or use them for months, maybe even years, you know, sit back and say, dang, I remember when I bought this. And anyway, I'm getting off track, family. So,
yes, and you're talking about me, Brother Eddie.
I'm talking about all of us.
I got boxes and boxes of stuff that I brought, and it's just sitting there.
Oh, yes. We can all look in our closets and our bare underbelly. I mean, yes, you know. So, again, family, this is game time.
Yes,
time
it is.
The dots. And I want to make this and explain the game. And we basically, well, I've been playing it, and I can't say we, every week. I'm playing a game of numbers and words, you know, and that way for me it keeps it interesting. It makes it fun, you know. And if you're doing things like this, you never get bored with what you're doing. So I'm going to do this, give these examples to make them easy. And you can go deep as you want. Now I'm going to backtrack for a second. Gang time, time to connect the dots. You can start off with that whole title. Each week I give us a title. And it definitely deals with the number. So game time, game is 14, which is 5. Time is 18, which is 9. 14 plus 18 is 32. Game time, 32 is 5. We always talking about got that 5 on it. Time to connect the dot equals 80. Time 18, 2 is 9, connect 22, the is 18, dot is 13, equals 80. 32 plus 80 is 112, which gives us a 4. And by the way, family, today's first day of the month of March. 3-1 is a 4. Added to the 2023, the 7. 4 plus 7 gives us that 11, the 2. So here we can take the whole phrase of gang time, time to connect the dots, that equals 4, 112 equals a 4. And you can come up with any words that equal 4 that you want to. As I said, you can go deep as you want. Can is 5. Go deep is 26.
No, I was just going to say on the slideshow, I have Marty Lee's chart on there so that you're able to, you know, come up to the calculation of the words by the numbers.
Correct. Okay, thank you for that announcement. So, you see, we can go as deep as you want to go, and that's up to you. So like I said, at first glance, the four, any words that you hear, you deal with. The key also is to make this as personal, a personal relationship to you as possible. Because the more personal, the more fun, but the more you will retain, because it's personal. It's the connection that's connected directly to you. So, for instance, for me, my personal relationship to everything that I do with these words, not just saying metaphysics, but first, is God in Christ. Same number as metaphysics. God 13 is the fun that I just said that I have doing this. Christ is 32 to 5. That's part of the game. The game is love. The fun is unconditional. We call it unconditional love. God in Christ. Metaphysics. A fun game. So that's my way of saying these things personal. But for instance, that four, doing game time, time to connect with God. Easy examples. Easy is 14. Examples is 26. 14 plus 26 is 40. That's the four. Words are like what's real. Real 13. Spiritual 40. Spirit 31. God 13. Official 40. Lesson 22. Answer 22. Solution 31. Situation 31. Better 31. Absolute 31. Obsolete 31. Secret 30. I can go on and on with the four, but that's the game. So you can do that, or as I said, break it down by that number 5 and 8. 5 being game time, 8 or 80 being time to connect the dot. 5 plus 8 is 13. So for me, it's even saying, I am a good, great, gifted, special teacher, but a better student because I'm still learning useful information. Better student is a four. Better 31, student 36. 67, which is a four. Still learning. Still 22, learning 29 equals 49. 22 plus 27 is 49. That's a four. Useful information. Useful 31, information 36. 31 plus 36 is 67. So again, you see, you could use different words and phrases to come up to the four. Even looking at the phrase, whatever you are looking for is looking for you. That comes up also to a four. 121 equals a four. So what we're trying to do, or for me, the personal relationship is to see the words that we're all using here and now and relate them also to the Holy Bible, to the Ashoka records. It's God's will, speaking the truth. God's will is 32. God's being 19. God's with the S. Will is 13. 19 plus 13 is 32. Speaking the truth is 80. God's will, speaking the truth, again, 121. It's knowing that we're part of the Heavenly Father's chosen ones. When we see chosen one, chosen 23, 1-O-N-E, 8, 23 plus 8 is 31. Heavenly Father's chosen comes to 80. Ones is 14. 80 plus 14 is 94. 9 plus 4 is 13, which is 4. What we are doing, we are now revealing our story. Reveal 23 story. I mean, our 13 story, 22. Even seeing our story in Jesus Christ's hair. Jesus Christ is 59, which is the 5. Hair is 17. And we see expletives of Jesus' hair being of lamb's wool. Lamb's 12, wool is 10. 10 plus 12 is 22, which is a 4. White as snow. White, 27, snow, 13. 27 plus 13 is 40. And now looking at Jesus Christ 5, the hair was natural. Or could we call it an afro? 14. Or even dreadlocks. Dread 19, locks 13. And locks for the hair is spelled L-O-C-S. 13. 19 plus 13 is 32. All of these are 5, like Christ being 32, or Jesus Christ 59, which is still the 5. It's a reference. When we recognize by our crowning glory our hair and return to its natural state, which if we go back and remember in our short time, started in the 50s and the 60s, when our performers and actors and whomever stopped using the conch or the process or straightening their hair, you start seeing short afros and afros coming in. Right during the emergence of the civil rights movement, of the Black Panther movement, of all of these different movements. And the people had afros, naturals, cornrows. Now it's the locks or dreadlocks. Now I see dread, why they dread the locks. It's the God will that is shown in the natural wear of the hair that does not reflect anything European. So to continue, even when we look at Christ nailed on the cross, and it was the colors hung in the tree. Again, Christ is 32, colored is 23, cross is 22, and tree is 22. It just replaced that image that we've been given of a cross, and now it's the tree. Fruit ain't so strange when we see the connection, because again, we see all of those participants watching and cheering these, I don't want to get negative because it takes away from the positive. So we all have whatever images we have in our heads of all of the things that we've been shown. But it's knowing now that it's the teacher teaching. Teacher 32, teaching 35. It's our change in our thinking. Change 23, thinking 35. We are the present representatives of what's happening here and now. Our presence that we're in, being the representatives that we are, the present is the infinity that we talk about. Infinity is 32. In infinity, we can move on that line past, which is 17, the 8, to the future, which is 35, the 8, all from that middle point of infinity, 32. Thereafter, our youth, by this way of digital age, and seeing that the youth being 23, and we are the teacher, 32, that's who we should be teaching instead of the digital age. All we're doing is just the seeds. Drop 14, seed 26. 14 plus 26 is 40. We all just drop a seed here and there, because some seeds don't catch. So this is why you plant more than just, or you drop more than just one seed. When we talk about what's true, just like when we drop the seed, teaching the youth the true call. We all talk about a calling, but the true call is to teach our youth. These are the discussions that we should be having. Knowing the inner me, the inner me, with the inner standing, overstanding within me. The scales are used to measure. Measures is 26.
the only way that we will get where we're going is that we are worthy participants. To be worthy. It's your mental stages that we are truly going through and understanding. The main source within us, knowing that we are electromagnet is 59. Main source is 35. Main being 8, source is 27. And when we become the true teller, that's why the teller is true. Because when it's true, it resonates. Resonate is 32. True is 23. Teller is 26. When you are a true teller, the information, it resonates. What states, the states that you live, and remember, it's not the state of Illinois or California, Georgia. Your state are no more than your thought. That's where you live. Regardless of where you plant your feet, where you lay your head. See, we talk about the chemical trails that are chemicals within the chemical trails. Where do they land? On what? On who? Chemtrails 41, chemicals 32, land is 8. Judges that judge, judges 32, and when they judge is 26. But what's happening is this is a spiritual wake-up realm. We're in this realm of spiritual waking up. For some of us, here, like in Chicago, they just had a mayoral election yesterday, and we're down to the last two, and they will have what's called a runoff race. Run 12 off 14. 12 plus 14 is 26. Race is 14. 26 plus 14 is 40. We're hearing things now that are being used. Called a quantum computer. Quantum is 26 and computer is 32. 26 plus 32 is 58. 5 plus 8, 13, and 4. We truly don't have to fear any of this. Because the fears 23 are psychological, 44. we say psychological fears, ending in a new beginning. Ending is 23, the 5. New beginning is 44. New being 10, beginning being 34. 10 plus 34 is 44. 44 plus 23 being the ending is 67. We're standing firm in whatever we believe. Standing is 32, firm is 17. 32 plus 17 is 49. We are away from the old way of doing things. And there's a new way, the protest. It's called computer protest. Computer 32. Protest is 35. 32 plus 35 is 67. These are the ways we beat anybody as a reckoning force. See, the computer has taken the place of using your feet. Computer 32, feet 23. You now use the computer instead of your feet. Just like with the yellow pages, let your fingers do the walking, baby. We ain't got to keep beating our feet. There's a feedback loop. This is what we're getting constantly fed. This is what they're use. The user uses the feedback loop. And the key, just like we said earlier on preparedness, who's ready for whatever? We say we're open. We must first be open to receive. And who's ready to receive? Are you being fair? Say, are you being fair with self? Are you being fair with others? Are you being fair? See, it's our team. We're on a certain team regardless if we want to or not. But the team has to have a foundation. You have to be found sturdy from the bottom to the top. And by the way, in this first day, looking to the west, I was able to see Venus and Jupiter. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, that Venus and Jupiter are supposed to be in an alignment. And Venus, by the way, is 23, and Jupiter is 35, which gives you a 58.
Brother Harry.
Yes.
You know, this is also the first day of Women's History Month.
Okay.
And you remember earlier I spoke about the money. I have someone that they're going to, I'm going to bring them in for a moment.
Okay.
And they're going to take the information that I forgot.
Okay.
Okay. Area code 916.
Yes.
Hello, Ms. Dolores.
Good evening, all.
Greetings, greetings.
Greetings, Brother Eddie and Antoinette and the other guests. Today we had a conversation, Antoinette, myself, I'm a retired banker, and I see a lot of problems with Cash App. And we have another friend that's on with us that has Cash App and has had donations, and he's not been able to get his money. So we're saying use Zelle or use Venmo, but please stay away from using Cash App.
Okay, could you say the name again of
the other one besides Zelle, the other one that there's been no problems with is Venmo. Did you get that, Antoinette?
No. Can you spell it, please, and that way I can also.
V is in Victory. E is in Echo. M is in Mary. I mean, N is in Nancy. M is in Mary. O is in Oscar.
Okay, I got it.
And Brother Eddie, you are absolutely right. We cannot put all of our money into these financial institutions. Things are getting a little tough now. You need to have some cash available that you can put your hands on or something that you can liquidate.
Exactly. Yeah. That's part of, like I said, the preparation that we truly need to get ready. Like I said, who's really ready?
You're absolutely right. I tell people I have a bolted safe to my floor in my home, but being a retired 30-year banker, I know what goes on, and things are not looking good now. So, you know, I try to tell my family and all my friends, make sure you have, as you said, some gold, some silver, some money, something that you can have access to. Because if these banks close or do anything, you're not getting in there and you're not getting anything else. So so do what you need to do to protect yourself.
You just made me think of something, too, like you're saying about Cash App and a brother not able to get his funds.
Right.
You know, the simple turnaround. What happens when you try to go to the bank and you can't get your funds? You got to go through this, that, and the other to get it. And if you ain't got no money, and you fighting for days and weeks at a time to get your money, what you going to do?
Yes. And, you know, my husband, he's deceased now, but he was raised up during the Depression. And he said when the banks closed up, they didn't have a lot of money, and they were at the end of the line, and they never got to them and never got their money. And if you don't have a lot of money, you know, like all these billionaire millionaires are, we're going to be way low on the totem pole to get our money.
Yes. You got that right. I know my grandfather used to say back in the 70s that you should have $200 in your house for emergencies and at least $2,000 in the bank. And that was in the 70s.
right in the 70s, right?
And I always try to reiterate that old saying, if you don't know your history, you're doomed to repeat it.
Amen.
And this is basically what we're talking about now, what your grandfather said, what your father said, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
About having money readily available. What happened during the, we're talking
right.
about a financial collapse now. We talk about it every year. But when is it going to happen? I mean, rumors eventually happen, you know.
Yeah.
And the more we talk about it, the more energy we give it, you know, the more they already have it in the works for the collapse to happen.
That's
know?
Right.
Yeah. I know
that
what I try to do is the things that they lacked during the Depression, those are things that I try to stack up on. You know, you need things to cook with. And, you know, and I just think about, you know, they needed sugar, you know, and they had to stand in line to get sugar and can only buy for so much, and it was so expensive. So
that's right.
I try to stack up on that, and sugar has went up.
It's gone, and it's going to continue to go up. Sugar,
yes.
Coffee, flour, you know, just I do what you do. I stack up.
Yeah, so, you know, and that's what I do. I just went back to, you know, looking at what they needed during the Depression, what, you know, things that they had to have. I mean, of course, now you add more to it because you need batteries and things like that, things that
sure.
they didn't use back then, but, you know, we need.
We need, yes.
And buying those lights that you just add batteries into, where to light up your house and, you know, things like that.
I have a lot of those, yes.
Yeah. So that you're not in the dark.
That's right.
And getting those old battery-operated televisions and stuff with the TV and the radio.
Yes. So... continue, Brother Eddie. I just wanted to interject that for a moment since Antoinette had mentioned it.
It's always a great delight to have anybody share, you know, pertinent and useful information because, again, that's the four we're talking about tonight. Any real useful information that could be shared and can be used. And again, everybody has a choice to use it or not. We're putting
there
it out there, and that's all we can do.
You're right. Yes. So, thank you for letting me speak.
Thank you.
Mr. Lewis is going to do a show on the banking system on the reset. We just
yes.
got to get together and figure out when she's available.
Right.
So y'all look for it. You already got a taste of it. From Ms. Dolores, so look forward to more.
Thank you. I look forward to it as well.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you, Brother Eddie.
Oh, for sure, for sure. I mean, that's that's my joy, you know.
I love numerology.
You and me both. You and me both.
I'm really enjoying this. Thank you for doing it.
Thank us.
Yeah.
All right, Sister Antoinette, do we have any more callers before I continue?
No, not as yet. 618 got their hand back up. Try them. Area code 618. If you have yourself on mute. Okay, I'll put you back on mute. Okay, Eddie, I don't know what's going on with them.
Right, no problem. But, again, with that
Game Time being the five. We basically touched on it last week, dealing with Aquarius, the third horseman, which came to 86, the five. Previous show when we talked about the war and the acronym of war is reading, writing, and arithmetic. It comes to 113, the five. So again, as we, and I've always been saying, and you first really got on 14 being the code, well, all of it is dealing with a code. And when we see these words with the five, we know it's part of this code. And we're breaking the code.
Yes.
So when we saw them come up with the corona virus and knowing that the corona is the crown, so we're talking about the chakra, we're talking about the brain, the crown chakra. Corona 14 is brain 14. They just added the word virus. Virus is 27. 27 plus 14 is 41. We still got that five. And we know that the coronavirus has been on the back of the Lysol can for decades.
Yeah.
Lysol is 14. Coronavirus, 41. So it's the code that they're saying that this is even, the coronavirus is part of the chemtrails that have been amped up. They've always been spreading the chemtrails, right? So they've always been spreading the coronavirus. But we didn't see it by the number. We attach each word by its definition, description, destination, and direction. But the numbers, we could connect the dots. So the coronavirus 41, chemtrails 41, are no more than chemicals 32. They used to see the clouds. Clouds is 23. And it came from the clouds. What's coming from the clouds? What's in the chemtrails? What chemicals are we being bombarded with that's landing on our bodies? So, again, once we, and I truly mean we, start talking about this, because as the family know, I've been talking about this fire with chemtrails for the last five or more years. But, you know, as soon as we started talking about these chemtrails, especially it being on the back of the Lysol can, they came up with another name, COVID-19. Which was no more than the illusion to throw us off of what has been started. So all of these things, this is why when they tell us vaccine, when we see five in it, 23 is vaccine, there's no need for speculation. Speculation is 41. So when we think of speculations, we just think of the number behind the words that we say to connect the dots to the words that are being used. That vaccine 23 is the death 23.
that they are pushing. It's the Venom 14 that they are pushing. It's the clot in the brain. Clot 14, brain 14, directly from the vaccine. Were you about to say something, Sister Antoinette?
Yes, Kwame had sent me an article, but I suggested that he tell it. Oh, he said he's just listening. Well, Brother Kwame, when you're ready, but he sent me an article regarding what we were talking about with the banks. All right, let me pull it back up. Here it is. Okay. It's regarding how Zelle is different from Venmo, PayPal, and Cash App. Zelle is owned and operated by Early Warning Services, what a name, which is co-owned by seven of the nation's big banks. The payment app launched in 2017 as competition in the peer-to-peer space began heating up with PayPal's Venmo is PayPal's and Block Cash App. More than half of smartphone users in the U.S. are sending money by some sort of peer-to-peer payment service to send money to friends, family, and businesses. Stocks of payment services like PayPal owns Venmo and Block, which owns Cash App, boomed in 2020 as more people began sending money digitally. Oh, shoot, my glasses fell off. Oh. But, wow, Mr. Lawrence, PayPal owns Venom, the part that the app that you were talking about, that's owned by PayPal.
Yes, and you know, as we talk today, we've had some problems with PayPal as well.
Yes.
My bank has had some problems with PayPal, but I haven't heard of any problems with Venmo. But I will check again and see. I didn't realize they were owned by PayPal.
No, I didn't either. That's because I was like, oh, my goodness, you.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's not good.
That's not good. That's something we're going to have to really check out.
Yes. Yes,
and
most definitely.
We'll put it on our list of things to do.
Yeah.
And when we try to help Brother Ray tomorrow, we'll have a little more information then.
Okay, that'd be good. Thank you.
You're welcome, baby. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Brother Kwame, for pointing that out. Okay, he has his hand up now. Okay, I mean that Brother Kwame.
Good evening, Sister Antoinette. Good evening, Brother Eddie.
Good evening.
And good evening to your friend who brought that to attention. But I don't know how many people are aware of what began all this.
She's trying to say something to you, Brother Ray. Brother Kwame, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, Brother Kwame, it's been a while since you and I have talked. It's nice to hear you again and nice to know that you're on tonight.
All right, thank us.
You and I and Miss Weston talk a lot.
Oh, okay. Not Mama Kim. All right, Miss Kim. The thing that I was sharing that is because a lot of us don't. How many are familiar with what's called PayPal Mafia? That's how all of them got started. They were all in that circle together when formed PayPal. Elon Musk, the guy who owns I forget all of the names, but all of them were what they started off from college, and what they created was the PayPal Mafia. that's how they all got their monies, by that banking system in creating this electronic currency. And now they're all, each have made enough profit for, now you see what Elon Musk is at now, but he started with PayPal Mafia.
Wow.
Yeah, see where, yeah, didn't
I'll
know
send,
that.
Antoinette, I'll send it to you and you can share these two with her.
Okay.
You know, that you have information. And you
Thanks.
Can just type in PayPal Mafia and you'll get it. I just sent it to you. But what we're looking
oh,
at,
oh,
this started
you.
Back in 2002. And what they were doing, PayPal Mafia have continued to work to invest together since their company in 2002 sales on eBay between them and founded and funded and led to some of the world's biggest companies. Besides PayPal, you have Steve Chang, Chad Hurley, Curran, Elon Musk. You had the founder of YouTube, Yelp, LinkedIn was started on, they were part of PayPal Mafia. That's how they
wow.
got their money. The person who started YouTube, Yelp, and LinkedIn were part of the PayPal Mafia.
Wow.
Elon Musk is started SpaceX. See, all of these, all of this is a circle, and the thing is you got to follow the money. And this is what I just sent you, you know, and showing you how they all invest in their monies to create Silicon Valleys and fund each other to start their billions of billionaires.
Yes, very interesting.
Yeah, but this is what we have to look at, because one of the biggest companies that now is controlling big money and investments is, what is it called, Black? I have to look it back up again, but I'll send it to you. But they're
Black
like,
Foot.
Now, dang, I can't think of it because I was just listening to something on it yesterday. But anyway, all of these corporations, and especially that's dealing with the AI technology, they all came together and started the little pools, just like Bill Gates dropped out of college and him and his friends went in the garage and started, you know, Microsoft. Windows.
Right.
What they do is they come with an idea and they will fund each other. We have to look at, we do this, and my experience from it is I'm in recovery. And I remember the days when I wanted to get a drink. I go out, me and my friends, and we panhandle and we get enough change together to get us a fifth to get lost in ourselves. How come we can't invest in ourselves?
That's right.
Yeah.
And that's the challenge, that we do destructive instead of constructive. And we're now getting the youth now today are getting that idea, and they're seeing how this works. But where could we have been? But the other part was challenging, and I think Eddie was talking about it when you were talking about the hair and the way we changed our antennas. Is because the thing that we did was, is that we stopped emulating and start identity. We went from Negroes to Black and to Afro-American and to African-American. And we had to get our identity back in order to see not who they saw we were, but who we can become.
Yeah.
I think that bank was called BlackRock.
Yeah, BlackRock. Yeah.
BlackRock
is one of the biggest investors. They invested worldwide now.
Oh. Okay.
Yep, they are a trillion-dollar company.
And Vanguard.
Right. They
yeah,
all
I heard of Vanguard.
Small.
Yeah,
Vanguard. It's an extension of Vanguard.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me. Wow.
Just like when I worked for FedEx, Fred Smith had that idea, and he did his paper, and he got a D, and then he had the idea of overnight service. Him and a guy named James Barksdale started off FedEx together. And once it 10 years, they became a billion-dollar company. Barksdale took his stock and took his money that it was made from FedEx and started Netscape. He saw the technology because Federal Express started using technology, and he created Netscape. And we've been seeing everything now. This is all leading up to Facebook.
Wow. Thank you, Brother Tommy and Mr. Lewis. Brother Eddie, I won't interrupt again.
No problem. That's always great info because, again, things I didn't know because I don't do none of these services online and none of that. I'm still old school until they stop it completely.
Well,
so,
I don't do any of that stuff.
Right. Let me say this real quick. When you say a PayPal Mafia, like I say, anytime we see that number 5, we know it's a code that they're doing things. So Mafia is 14, just like
right.
Mob is 5. See, the Mob is 5. They the Mafia. They're criminal. Criminal is 23. Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
Yeah, and that's a good point because the criminality is technology. They just moved it from paper to algorithms, zeros, and ones. That's all they did was just made it into a different currency. And so, Brother Eddie, I was getting ready to say, I say, you're a currency exchange, man. You get a money order.
I still write checks.
Yeah, I still do. I got my checkbook over my visor because I had to go out and use it today. I'm going like, okay, that and a stamp. How many people use a stamp?
I do all the
time. I do. I buy books with stamps.
Yeah, but you ask most young people don't. Everything is done through electronic payment.
Yes. Oh, yes. And when I went to Europe in October, I was shocked. Nobody had a credit. They were young people. No one had a credit or anything. They had Apple Pay on their phone, and they just pulled up the barcode and paid for everything on their phone.
Right. And in the early 2000s. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I just said I'm not doing that. They looked at me crazy because I was still using my American Express card. I'm not paying for anything on my phone.
Right, but people don't understand with technology today, they have created systems that if I stand close enough to you, it's what airdrop. I can airdrop everything on your phone into mine.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Right. Yes, you can.
Oh, no.
Yes, you can. And that's the reason why I'm old school.
Right. You know, I was trying to finish it and saying, you know, nowadays they used to take you into court and it says, well, show me the documents that he signed. Now you go into court, and then they pull up an app and say, well, he acknowledged it on his app. You don't
right.
even have a written signature.
No. And try and get a hold of someone on that app, and I wish you good luck.
If you do get them, they're going to be in India or so. Do you know that one while when – One while that was going when I was doing my research on slavery and private prisons, most prisons had juveniles and prisoners being answering services for companies. So that
yes,
means
I knew that
criminal is sitting there taking all your information and going in the computer, and if they have good memory or they know how to remember, they can make up a list. This is where the black, you know, the dark web came from.
Dark web
is them
from.
Being able to how they pull up that information and create a chain where they sell your information. That's identity theft.
That's right. And that's why I mentioned to Antoinette today to never use her debit card to buy anything on the internet. Never. Use a credit card and you'll get your money back. But that dark web will get your debit card, and good luck with getting your money back.
Right, because, they've got fraud protection. Well, I use a credit union, but most banks, when you use a debit card.
That's what I told Antoinette today, that I would suggest she, and I'm a retired retail banker, but I bank with a credit union, and I told Antoinette I suggested she would do the same thing.
Yeah, right. I'm going to switch it. I'm going to switch mine.
Yeah, because the thing with credit unions is not, they're basically, I was with one that was in called MACO. MACO was for the school system. So Navy Federal is for the military. USA is not military. They use that, but they're a banking system in Texas. So you have to investigate what the credit union is and what are they associated with to see how much they have to back them.
I use Navy Federal. I have for almost 40 years.
Right.
A good system, a good bank to use.
Credit union.
I don't use retail banks. And I'm a retired retail banker, but I know so much about what they do, so I don't bank there.
Right. And really, you know, biblically, what was the first thing that he did when he came into Egypt, when he got of age and he went into the temples? He did what? Jesus.
Turned over the money tables.
Because the bankers were corrupt.
That's right. And they are, I will tell you, I gave Antoinette and Brother Ray a little story this morning about what we do in retail banks, and it's unethical.
Oh, yeah. But the thing that really gets me is that, and this is something, J.P. Morgan. J.P. Morgan is one of the largest banks that really in the country. J.P. Morgan issues out all of the EBT and SNAP cards. How is a bank that shows you that the bank is connected to the government, because the Mohawk Conference of 1913, the bankers bought the Federal Reserve.
Yes. True.
Okay, real quick, y'all just gave me some more numbers with some words that y'all just used that I saw, but I didn't think of the four. But y'all said banks is 13, and they're corrupt. Corrupt is 31.
Wow.
So there's a four and four right there, and. Going back, Sister Dolores made me think of a old but yet newer version of a commercial that could be used in her experience. The old commercial was, "You can't leave, don't leave home without it."
That's
what were
right.
They talking
yeah.
about? Your American Express card. Today we say, "Don't leave." Without home, without your phone, because that's what you do. They can't go nowhere without their phone. And now, like you said, with all this information on the phone, if the phone goes dead, if it gets broke, if anything happens, the system goes down, what's going to happen? You can't pay, you can't do nothing because you ain't got nothing but that phone.
That's right. That's it.
So, yes.
Yeah, we're going to see a lot of people go crazy without their phones, too.
And I'll tell you guys, I think all of this is by design. I really do.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, it's definitely by design. Design comes to a one. A reset comes to a one. This is all by their design of a reset.
There you go.
We're all saying the same thing, but what they've done is this is called, we went from in captivity, then we got freed and became sharecroppers, and we were put into Jim Crow. And now we're put into Jim Code because they're coding, and now you was a sharecropper because you had debt that you had to owe the farm, the land that you was farming. Now you're in debt slavery. And this is what they're doing with this, is because they give you these phones, and then the part about it is that now they've put all the information, is that your whole human behavior just about is in your phone, and now they have a in which it is your IP address that they use to address all of your things that you put in it, goes into your book that has your information specifically, that's kept in a mainframe. It's not in the cloud. It's in a dungeon, because they can't put a computer, a quantum computer in a cloud. They have to put them in areas that is cool, because there's so much electricity that's used to keep all of that data circulating in it as we feed information of who we are into that system, so they know what they can do with who we are.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, that's the reason why the government's giving out free phones again. Or you have unlimited data, unlimited talk, and everything.
Oh.
I've been seeing the commercials for it.
It's But that's the trick in it. Is that
I didn't know they were doing that again.
Yeah, I seen it on TV. You keep seeing it on the commercials.
Oh.
Where they're showing it. But now they're giving, you know, you're getting everything.
But who are they giving the free phones to? The seniors. And they're giving it to the elderly, because now the young people are buying it up and gladly giving up their information. They need to compile going on with the baby boomers that are left.
That's right.
This is what they're doing, and that's how they start giving the free, and then they're giving it to, you know, the people that are only people that basically don't get this is these homeless folks, because they don't have an address to send it to.
Right.
Yeah. Well, it's just sad. That's sad.
No, it's by design. It's sad that we allow it, but part
design.
Of it is. Yeah, it's by design, because this is how they write off debt, by having these people that are looked at and saying, we're giving welfare to these homeless people, and it's set up for the corporations, really. That's just a distraction, because the bailout that they gave to the banks and the car companies when they turned around, that's welfare. That's welfare money.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Yes.
Yes, it is. But they want to blame the people that get welfare. They're the ones that are destroying the country.
It's corporate bureaucracy, because the government now has become, it's no longer of people. It's of corporation. And that's why Washington has its letters saying District of Columbia, but that abbreviation is for Department of Corrections, because everybody's kept in captivity.
Yeah.
That's deep.
Yes, it is. Wow.
But that's why, you know, and Antoinette, when you said they said they give you free phones and free this and free that, it's the way, the reversal. It's to take away your freedom, because you don't have it.
Right.
So they need to put you in captivity by taking your freedom, by saying, here, this is free. put your information in so we'll know where you at.
And we all know if you go to Google and Google anything, the next time you look at your email, you got tons of email from what you Google. So they're tracking everything we do.
Yeah. Yes, they do.
They track everything we do.
And this is why this is
our
time, as I said, this manifest, we manifest, and what we are manifesting is fixing us. If we want to fix us, we can manifest. But it all starts right with our returns to the obedience. See, even in nature, we haven't returned to the alignment with the planet that we are, to the as above, the planets that are in alignment. See? It's like we refuse to see, refuse to get it, because it's too many of us saying the same things that we could and should be doing to lift this vibration, the awareness of consciousness that's permeating, you know, throughout the time and space that we're in. We're all saying by number the same thing, using these different words that sometimes keeps us in a ball of confusion. So it's that time is ending, and the new beginning is the clarification, the testimony
and
that we are.
Go ahead,
brother.
No, I was saying, because, Brother Eddie, what you do is you take the word and you give us the number. But we need to start looking at what does the word mean, because the term Google itself is a creative spelling of G-O-O-G-O-L, a number equal to 10th to the 100th power or more unfathomable number. Google was coined in the 1930s. And is attributed to a 9-year-old nephew of American mathematician Edward Kostner. That's where the word comes from. It's a mathematical equation.
Man, and
wow.
Yeah, this is crazy.
That's it.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what they're doing, because all of the data that every human that's using this technology is contributing to that endless amount of numbers that they can continually put in and feed your information in this numerical feeding. Because all it is zeros and ones, and one, and what is it, 10 to the 100th power. That's what they're using. The number.
Wow.
They're using the number. As Brother Eddie shows us with the word, there is a number. And what they're doing is taking your words and creating the number, which creates your file of what you're saying and doing. It's all in numbers.
Yes.
Wow.
So that's what Brother Eddie is showing us by giving us. Well, he shows you, when you give me the word, I can give you the number, because that's what they're using as the algorithm. Numerology.
Right.
Oh, man.
That's Google. Eddie is just Googling.
Yeah.
Exactly right. Because, again, understanding algorithms, 42, which is a 6. Numerology is 33, which is a 6. And, again, it's all attached to all of the words. Word is 15, which is a 6 that we use. We texting, we speaking every day.
And so what does that come out to be? You just said it. 666. Mark of the beast.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Boy. All right.
So, do we have any other questions? Any other callers? Anybody excited about the game? Did you get into the game where you could use parts of it to... Go ahead.
No, I didn't watch the game.
No, I said enjoy this game, the game. No, this game. I ain't talking about no football. We ain't into no. This is the game we play. We ain't talking about the game people play. No, we, this is a serious game right here. See, so we playing this game. What's that?
The game of life.
The game.
Yeah.
Right.
See, because the game of life is the classroom. See, we're in class right now.
Yes,
that's part
of
life. That part of the show is the class. And the class is the information that we give and share with one another. See? And that's time well spent.
Yes, it is. Oh, on timing, well, we have 9 minutes left in this broadcast. We could go over for a little bit. The call-in number is, okay, Brother Eddie, you got it.
Yes, the call-in number is 515-605-9343. Again, that's 515-605-9343.
Okay, and don't forget Dry Bones on Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time for the Helios Villios. And I will be on tomorrow night with some ladies from Mississippi to do boots on the ground. They're going to tell us what's going on in Mississippi, in Jackson, as regards to House Bill 1020. So that'll be tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. So please don't forget that, because we got to keep up with what's going on in Jackson with this house bill. So it's good that we'll have people that is right there to, you know, tell us exactly what's going on.
Okay, that's great. That is great to always have TAN information. You know, nobody giving us, you know, something that they not added to or taken away.
Right.
So that's great. And since you said that, man, I was going to say this because I heard you say we can go over for a little while. No, you need to go ahead because I can hear it too in your voice from the start of the class to now that you're getting a little bit weaker. Not weak, but I can hear the tone. So, again, like you said, if someone calls in or Brother Kwame has something to add or Sister Dolores, you know, this is the time to do it. If not, we're going to go ahead and let you get your rest so you can definitely be ready for your sister show tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Okay,
very good, informative discussion tonight.
Yes, it was.
Glad you enjoyed it. Hope the rest of the family who's tuned in got something out of it and enjoyed it as well.
Yes, I hope so.
Because
that was valuable information.
Very much so. Thanks, Brother Kwame, too.
Yes, thank you, Brother Kwame, and thank you, Brother Eddie.
Oh,
yes.
For sure, always. We thank us as we help us fix us
and come out of this mess that we're in.
Yeah, because we definitely got to do that. And we can. We can do
it. Oh, yeah.
It.
That's it.
We
can
do it.
With those who are chosen to hear and see, it's being done. Because the echoes are constantly being sent out. And again, whatever you put out, you get back. It returns.
True.
So again, with the collective voices of the people, you know, basically as we say on the same page, that same higher consciousness frequency and vibration, can't nothing do but change, and change is already happening. As we say, certain changes are happening that we don't even like coming down the line dealing with this banking, you know.
Yeah.
But again, these are things that we've been talking about for some time. When we first started talking going paperless, we didn't just think they was talking about mailing letters and getting your information back from whatever you're getting it from. No, paperless. It means no currency of paper. A change, you know, when they try to get you to pay with credit cards constantly, you know. They got places where you use credit, you get out faster. It takes a longer time to stand in lines paying cash.
They
some
don't
people,
want
you
to,
some places
trying
don't
to
even
do
pay
paying in cash.
Right. Some people, some places don't even accept cash anymore.
They sure don't.
Oh,
yes, they sure don't.
They don't accept
cash.
Yeah.
A lot of them don't accept cash.
See, so it's
wow.
Just letting us know. It's just the preparation and what we're talking about and what we even see happening, the change that's coming about. So, again, it's time to be ready.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
So, with that, family, until next class, Antoinette, you can take us out with whatever your heart desires. And we'll be back next week to continue class.
Okay. Well, thank y'all for being with us. Don't forget tomorrow and Sunday. And with that, I have one for us.
I should just go ahead and take my shoes off, huh? Take my shirt off. Take my pants off. Just get all the way cool, okay? This next song. Well, let me just start it out. I know y'all, some of y'all. Yeah, some of y'all in here are as old as I am, okay? So I know you're going to remember this.
1, 2, 3
This song was a big hit for me back in 1967. It went something like this. 67 when I was, well, I recorded it in 66. But back in 1967, 66, you're only allowed 2 to 3 minutes for a 45. So I'm saying that to say this. I got other artists that I do that I didn't put in the record. But I'll only do them if y'all want me to.
Yeah!
some hip-hoppers in the building, or out here. hip hoppers out here. I got something for y'all. We got so many people out here that like hip hop and won't admit it. I call y'all closet hip hoppers. But I'm gonna do a little. I'm gonna hook y'all up with a little something, something. Just a little something. Just a little something, something. Break y'all off something. Okay. All right. Here we go. Coming to you from the tip top, got the dope show, make your eyes up and lip drop. I come properly, pumping,